But we do know a doctor. He's not a medical doctor, but he is a doctor, and I think he's going to have a lot of good advice on how to deal with the psychology of a pandemic, which this now officially is, according to the World Health Organization. Please open the door to the studio and welcome Dr. Carlton Maxwell. He, of course, teaches psychology at the University of Texas at Dallas. And I believe maybe they've suspended classes as well. I'm not sure, Dr. Maxwell.
I don't believe they have just yet. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
I'd like to say good morning, George.
Good morning. Well, you seem very chipper this morning.
Well, you're still enjoying your coffee.
Oh, yes. It's good coffee. I like it black.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
Yes, it's a real pick-me-up. It wakes me up in the morning. Good morning to you and good morning to your listeners. I thought they would come in here and talk about coronavirus.
Yes, that's all anybody is talking
Maybe
about
calm
today.
Fears a little
that's
bit.
That's right.
Huh,
we want to calm fears because that's the thing that we're not talking about enough, is there's a huge psychological element to this. You need to tamp down fear. Take precautions. I'm not saying don't take precautions.
Precautions?
Yes. What? That's what I'm saying, you fool.
Okay.
Take precautions, but don't panic. Okay?
Okay.
Coronavirus is not something to be trifled with, and I encourage people, please, 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 do not become a bug chaser of this novel virus.
Well, who would want to do that?
Just some people I know.
Nobody would want to do that.
Now, as Craig mentioned earlier, I am not a medical doctor, but I have done my share of body cavity searches and unnecessary medical procedures involving stirrups. So I do have some medical knowledge, mainly associated with breath play. But I want to encourage people, number one thing that you can do to protect yourself from this virus is wash your hands.
Okay,
that's right.
Wash your hands, but you have to do it long enough. Now, a good rule of thumb here is to sing a well-known song to make sure you wash your hands long enough.
Happy and birthday, right?
A lot of people recommend that, but I happen to recommend A Little Respect by Erasure. So when you're washing your hands, you gotta sing this song.
The whole song?
Yeah,
or just like,
see, you can wash your hands and kind of dance at the same time.
How does that help?
It just helps you do it long enough. You wash. Friction.
Dr. Maxwell.
No one screams while they wash their hands.
Dr. Maxwell.
Now my hands are clean.
Well, you could have done it without all the dramatics.
Yes, now my hands are clean. Now, also, if you can't wash your hands, please, please, please use hand sanitizer, people. Use hand sanitizer. As you can see, I brought my own bottle of hand sanitizer, and I put it over there by you, Craig.
So, yes.
Craig, would you mind fishing it out and squirting it all over me?
I'm sorry?
How about just on your hands?
Yeah, squirt it all over my hand.
Okay,
there you go.
Okay.
A little bit of that.
Sure, there you go.
Okay,
how about that?
Oh, gosh, that's a lot.
Dr. Maxwell.
Like a fountain over here. What is this?
Well, I want to make sure you're germ-free.
That's good. Okay, now it's all over my hands. Now, would you mind squirting it all over my chest?
No, I will not do that, Dr. Maxwell.
You don't have to do that.
No, that's not necessary. You can do it yourself.
Come on. You can do it. Just squirt it over. How about my face?
No.
Decorate me like a birthday cake.
Dr. Maxwell, please.
You're getting way off topic.
Will you please compose yourself?
Indeed I can. I tell you what, I was very saddened to see Tom Hanks diagnosed with COVID-19.
Yes, yeah. We were all hit hard by that.
Yeah, so keep him in your prayers and his lovely wife, Rita.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The meter maid, as I call her. It's an old reference.
That's funny.
But anyway, don't forget the first symptom of COVID-19 is COVID-18. So if you've tested positive for COVID-18,
I didn't know that.
You're at higher risk.
I didn't know that.
Yes, well, that's what I am assuming. And I'm here to promote something that I think will be very beneficial to the public.
To the what?
To the public.
The public?
Yes. The public! The public! All the people!
Okay, stop.
The people!
Yes, all the people.
Yes. I'm This evening, I'm holding a big symposium on how to prevent the spread of COVID-19 at the Cultural Center this evening, and I'd like to promote it here on your airwaves, because I want to get everyone together in a room and really tell them how they can prevent the spread of COVID-19.
Okay.
And number one on my list is avoid large crowds. We have all heard that. So please show up en masse to hear me announce this in a closed environment where you can get this important information.
This is a real mixed message, Dr. Maxwell. I don't know if you realize that.
I do what I can. If you could just squirt me a little bit more there, Craig.
No, Dr. Maxwell.
Don't need any more.
Look at it.
I know you're going to be teaching your courses online as well, and I know it's very tough for you because you enjoy social settings so much.
I do enjoy social settings so much.
I know.
I do. And I have to run right now because I have to go hop in my little Prius. and I have to just putt all the way back up to UTD.
Okay. Yay!
Have fun. Have a good day.
Thank you for the information, Dr. Maxwell.
Dr. Carlton Maxwell with some helpful tips.